they take up the worship of Nimrod and his wife and relate to that religion in their own language, and her name changes when she pops up throughout history. But this is the these two verses are where those that understand the flow of verses that we're dealing with as dealing with the Catholic Church, verse 38 and 39 is the verses that point to the worship of Mary that was incorporated into Catholicism. And in verse 39 it says this worship would increase with glory. And if you track the history of the worship of Mary that began in the Council of Ephesus, and you'll find today that the number one guiding influence of the current Pope is the Virgin Mary, particularly the Virgin of Fatima. And I say that because if you've looked closely at the apparitions of Mary around the world, you'll find that the different places where Mary supposedly appears around the world, she will have different characteristics associated with her when she appears. And so to say that Pope John Paul II, his premier focus of worship is the Virgin Mary, particularly the Virgin Mary of Fatima, is being very accurate. That is the apparition of Mary that is guiding and directing him. And when you look at the overall influence that the apparitions of Mary have in the Catholic Church, they become very profound. Once again, I'd like to recommend to you a study that we do. It's called The Crowning Act. It's a short study. It's four parts, I believe, maybe five parts. And in that, we basically try to identify that the Adventist biblical understanding of the personation of Christ by Satan that is set forth, that is truly going to happen, and the information that has been identified for us in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy about the personation of Christ by Satan, if you look at those characteristics associated with how it takes place and what takes place while he's doing that, and then you look at the Catholic end-time prophetic scenario as they understand it, as set forth in the messages that have come supposedly through the Virgin Mary in the different apparitions around the world, you'll see that the prophetic end-time scenario that they are looking for aligns very nicely